Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got the two legs, Luke Lavoie, Luke Chadwick, what's happening?
That's one of the notes.
That's too easy, wasn't it?
No, it's not bad.
Great to hear the boy on. He's going to tell, before I start, tell us the Liverpool story.
Absolutely no chance, man. I'll put me in the jail.
Put him under the beast there.
That was one of the...
Shut up, you!
Come on!
Come on, you! Try to work here!
By the way, to be fair, one of the greatest stories in history, that, wasn't it? Oh! Wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I'm going to take it to my grave though, like,
you can't be telling that on the camera.
That's one for the Graham Norton show when you're like famous, huh?
Aye, once a...
Could be the best story I've ever heard by you. Could be.
Well, nobody's ever going to hear it.
I've never heard a story that's made us so horny, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I don't know, Tim.
Like, you wanted to be there, didn't you?
This is growing arms and legs, man, isn't it?
It was good.
Kev, what's happening?
Not a lot, say you.
Good to be at Transmit.
Mate, first time I've ever been in Glasgow Green.
There's a dog inside down there. I thought you and Jack came down.
Last time oh,
he was working here just for the podcast, wasn't he?
Why you got an orange vest on?
Oh, well, no, he's
got the vintage one, look.
Exactly. Vintage.
Classic, this one. The park on it.
Off.
Gucci, what did you say in the back?
Was that one Gucci?
Gucci, bro. Got a quid, man.
But he's doing me shit things like the Transmit. We're doing the Hydro.
Ah, exactly.
One day, young man. Keep working hard. You never know.
If only I had the talent you have, man.
By the way, there's absolutely zero in it. Here, 3 weeks to the Hydro? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Really?
Have you planned it?
No, but see, talk about shit things. Now, last week we said, have you ever said something instantly regretted it? See, last week in the show, I said, no chance that Celtic will get 8 million for Edward. 2 years later, for 15. How bad was that?
Mate.
But you were still half steaming.
I was still blitz for the day before.
Is your manager all right with you being here after the messages?
I think she'd a bit weird, like, but...
What was he saying?
He was making sexual advances towards me and my band members. But I knew it was a joke, but he was kind of, I don't think you should go there.
So what, your manager's got like, access to your Instagram?
He sees everything, eh?
Was that flow test, mate? I can't believe you've said that, the way.
What?
You need to do it up your arse, you said that.
What?
That's what he said, but
you need to send a picture, he's sticking up your
arse. What about Steve Bruce working for Transmit, mate, over the farmer's yard again? It's frightening,
isn't it? Better make it again that way. We were up that stage, weren't we, but we put off.
Did I? After Luke's singing for us, up the
stage. Aye, let us
know. What song are you singing?
I don't know. What do you want me to sing?
Is that true? Judging books, mate. What? By the way, that's one of the best I've heard in a long time. It's like, honestly, like a Scottish Elvis.
Elvis Presley,
eh?
Have you heard that before?
I can see where you're coming from.
Have you heard anybody saying that about you?
Yeah, when I was a wee boy, I wanted to be Elvis.
Did you?
That's probably why.
Did you?
Who's Steve Presley? Your Hearts fan, yeah?
No.
Is that true? Louis Walsh found you?
What?
Oh no, you were found in Louis Walsh's, sorry. What were you doing there?
Never been to Louis Walsh's.
Have you done Transmit before?
Nah, never.
First time.
I always wanted to date in the park when I was younger. But also that's dead and buried now. So.
You've transmitted a few times, haven't you?
Aye.
We've been backstage, haven't we, bro?
Quite a few times.
It was the best experience of your life, mate.
Jerry, wasn't it? Backstage.
King.
That one really
made
Transmit, wasn't
it?
Jerry Cinnamon.
He made Transmit, he is. He's the best of all time.
It was me, you, Tierney, wasn't it? It was weird. We were backstage and Jerry was playing like Belton, Tierney was playing like that. That was weird, wasn't it? We were just standing.
No, he was doing that. Strange, wasn't it? Jerry came out of trouble after that.
He was
still out. Dabble, a superstar, isn't he?
I love doing it, just down the bottle of tonic, bang, straight on. Oh.
His crowds are ridiculous, like, when you watch videos of him.
Oh, mate.
Good, mate. Huh?
What he gets.
He's got that stamp
for.
On him. Like the old fucking bass stamp.
Mate, he sold it at Hamden in about an hour. Put the pants right down in Hamden, didn't you?
Good that you speak to my time and you'll still not come on here for you.
That's sad.
Nah, any chance you pull on?
Have you asked him to come on?
Hates me. Mm-hmm. He's my piece of duck, didn't he? Waste of space, he called me.
Scum.
Scum of earth, didn't he?
Sorry.
Grosvenor Sport, I know Transmit's big, but...
Are they on this weekend?
I think they're sponsoring Transmit, isn't it?
Headline and Sarlacc.
Headline 3 days in a row, isn't it?
Beat Transmit 2-0 at the weekend, isn't
it? Have Grosvenor got a band as well? They do, didn't they?
Aye, but I think they were Reading Festival last week and... I did Transmit Saturday headline, didn't it, look?
I think so.
He's not got a clue. What the fuck is talking about? There's an offer. They've got a new offer as well.
Aye, what an offer, sir.
What is it, Paul? Tell us.
Oh, my God, man.
£10 and get, bet £10 and get 30 pounds worth of free bets.
I think it's only right to start off the show properly. The main man singing a tune. To get us all gone, do you know what I mean?
I'm up for it.
You up for it, big boy?
Go get the guitar.
Get the guitar.
Sound.
Here we go, boys.
Oh, look at this.
It's going to be shite.
No, it's not going to be shite.
It's not going to be.
No, you're the man. Sign up. You can sign up today at G Sport.
I think I'll get papped out of Hydro before Andy.
Why?
I don't know. I just do. I think I'll be the first act in history gets papped out.
Oh, just for Frank and Derek. Who's wanting teas? Who's wanting coffee?
They're I'll get milk, milk, two sugar in it.
Milk, two sugar.
How is Frank? I've never seen him on Wednesday. Was he? Is he alright?
He can't get half Yogi's bike. Ain't he? No. He cannot get half Yogi's bike, the boy. Leave him alone. If we go, we've got the thing there, then we go to the amp there.
Plug it into Kev's arse.
He trained.
What you say? They could have plugged into your lip side a bit flat.
Oh yes, Kev! Yes, love it, Kev. What a guy! King Touch Sunday. We're coming to see him.
We'll be backstage with me.
Yes, we will be.
What is it, King Touch?
King Touch. Never heard of you, but
nah, we'll go in the backstage.
Supposedly, it exists somewhere up there.
Give me a bit of space, huh?
This guy loves a podcast!
Yeah!
Right, so what's this called?
I'll play it.
No.
Terribly Beautiful.
Oh, that's a tune, we hear this.
Boys, can we just get a wee background on what it's about?
Basically, I wrote it with King Kyle Faulkner for The View.
Yeah?
Why? So I done it, I'm like, supported him when I was younger, and then I done a wee thing during lockdown. It was like a festival for folk that weren't getting gigs through because of COVID. We've done it online and Kyle Faulkner played it and I messaged him saying, oh, you're class and that. And he's like, Kemi, he's like, he's fucking mental. He's just like, well, I've got an idea for a tune. So then we just kind of wrote it, recorded it in lockdown. And then just about being stuck in the house and what I get out and all the folk that have, it's a quite a sad one.
But. Right, okay,
do
good.
Do you want to clap along with that or get a light, is it?
If you want.
Get a torch out on the phone.
Aye, go get it.
Probably only hear the guitar, right, like, but I'm just.
Stop making excuses.
Your voice all we care about, mate.
When I'm alone, I feel nothing when I'm with you. I feel something terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful. I'd like to step out of this garden. These flowers are dead and they're rotten. It's terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful. And I hurt myself for my darling.
Wow.
I won't tell the truth for the rainbow. This window is cracked and it's frozen. The battery's dead and I'm broken. It's terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful. I'd like to step out of this garden. The flowers are dead and they're rotten. It's terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful. And I hurt myself for my darling. I won't tell the truth for the rainbow. So I hurt myself for my darling. I won't tell the truth for the rainbow. I'm sick and I'm cold, need a hand to hold, but I know I can't have it. Stick to what you told, you'll be good as gold, a creature of habit. The end is inside, just you hold on tight, oh, embrace me, darling, save me. We'll go really quiet. Oh. When I'm alone, I feel nothing. When I'm with you, I feel something terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful. I'd like to step out of this garden. These flowers are gold, not forgotten. It's terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful. So I'll be myself for my darling. I won't tell the truth for the rainbow. So I'll be myself for my darling, and I'll tell the truth for the rainbow. When I'm alone, I feel nothing. When I'm with you, I feel something terribly beautiful. It's terribly beautiful.
Oh, yeah! Oh, magnificent! Holy Lord, yes, in fucking 2 lines.
I tell you what, ask me what my first dance tune's going to be.
That one. Terribly beautiful.
Oh, that
song, that is.
I want to see the boys, see the hairs on the hairs are standing up in the boys.
That was
brilliant, man.
Cheers, thanks very much.
When did you first know you had a voice like that?
When my bod dropped, probably. didn't have that for a long time. My papa was like a singer in the military, and he taught me to sing when I was a wee boy. So.
Gary Holt, wasn't it? He was in the military.
Gary Holt has
had. He's got the Elvis old.
I know.
But you mate, your neck goes in that.
You've
got Kev's neck on
the same. Did you get like lessons for that, or was that natural?
Nah, I got guitar lessons when I was a wee boy, and then I just liked singing on tap it. So.
Did you think yourself?
Unbelievable voice. Oh, yeah,
thanks very much.
But it's Bathgate again. The Bathgate produces another
a superstar, isn't it?
Who is it? You, Snuts, Capaldi, but
I can't believe that Kev thought I was for Aberdeen.
I know, that's what I ordered that.
Mental.
Gave you a bit, didn't he?
No, I didn't.
He said my accent was a bit fucked up.
Because obviously you had a few pints in you that night and you were a wee bit talking too quick. It was a wee bit. But you do support Aberdeen, do you know?
I do support Aberdeen, I will. Very loosely.
How's that?
Because they're pish.
No, why do you support Aberdeen if you're from Bathgate?
My dad is from Aberdeen, but my ma's from down here.
So. Right. Mate, that was brilliant for really good.
My throat's absolutely gone with the wind because the week we've had. But
see how you've you said the other on there, you like Elvis and that. Have you done like some nights with Elvis songs or put your Elvis spin on them?
When I was a wee boy, that's all I would sing was like covers like Elvis, Sinatra, and kind of Dean Martin. And that's what is kind of the songs my papa taught me to sing, and then I've kind of turned it into my own kind of style.
You ain't no more hound dog, cause you're trying all the time. Get dog.
I went to an Elvis night.
Go, give me a hound dog.
Can you do an Elvis tune for us?
No.
Give one Elvis.
You
one Elvis.
Nah. Come on, give something.
Come on, Slaney.
I can't play that guitar, mate. You can't go for him to me. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I completely.
Listen, you know.
You play an Elvis.
It's like when I'm asking Andy's opinion, then I'm asking you after it.
You're no headlining transmit, mate. Just play.
See that comment? That's what he wants. I'll go ahead and think about that.
Come on, Slaney, you can't.
Why does he always underappreciate himself, mate?
I
thought he said you've got to start being confident.
I'll be at the end.
You need a wee bit of time to let that digest.
Tell you what, by the way, Looking Brooke, a duo.
Looking Brooke.
Oh my days.
What a shout that is. But harmonising, Brooke's been on the show. She's Miles Kane's. She's doing with Miles Kane now. So see what happens when you come on here, mate.
Are you not interested?
I'm interested.
No, mate, they two regards.
They'd be unreal.
Yeah.
Voice off, innit?
Capaldi did say at the live shows that he was the next big star.
He did.
Watch for him.
He's done a lot for me, like helped me.
Is he? In what way? Tell us in what way.
I was working in a warehouse like 3 years ago, and then I got offered to support Capaldi at Princes Street, and then they wouldn't give me the time off, so I had to quit my job. He gave me that gig, and then through that gig, his PR guy is my manager, so that's kind of shot me up, man.
So you just chucked the job to go and do that gig?
Had to, man. No fucking chance. Right.
That's
worked out now, isn't it?
That's the best decision ever made, eh?
What do you miss pressure, man?
Every day, man.
You missed the warehouse.
I'd love to work in a warehouse.
I'll get your job.
That's amazing, Tommy. Well done. Where do you see yourself in a year?
World domination, that's what I'm going for.
Yes, love that.
Legacy.
And your piano players here as well, get up and you come. Let's see how you play the piano.
Yeah,
that was brilliant, man.
Right?
But looking forward to transmit.
Oh, I can't wait, man. It's going to be weird. I still don't really feel like I'm playing it yet.
Well, when did you find out
you're playing it? Not playing it yet, mate. It's Sunday.
Nah, good luck. That just feels, doesn't it feel, it'll only feel real till you're walking it. I found out, I was meant to play it last year, obviously it got cancelled. We were meant to be playing the Riverside, but then this year we'll be moved up to the King Tut's one.
So have you always come here to watch it?
I've been the past couple of years, I was always teeing apart, like, but...
Did you do a shite in the portals?
Hunters of them, man.
You're honking,
I don't know how anyone can do that,
last time I was here, I seen somebody go into one, pushed it out there, man.
Did it fall out, yeah?
That was horrible. It came out absolute colour and shite.
Have you been at a festival?
No, I've seen him beforehand. I've been to one music concert in my life, and it was just a Rod Stewart, mate. That's it.
You'd be good for a festival, nice and tall.
I know, I must admit, I would love to come this weekend, but I've got other plans. I'm going to be stag do this weekend, so... Maybe when I come back Sunday, I might come Sunday night.
Who's stagged you, Kevin? Who's stagged you?
My brother-in-law, Jamie, used to play with
here. Oh, Jamie Adam,
aye, so he's getting married, so we two there down in Liverpool should be
fine. Oh, Liverpool. He's got a guy in Liverpool. He's got a guy in Liverpool.
Funny you should say that. I've not gone anywhere near that nightclub he was at.
But we're going to come and support a boy, aren't we?
Aye.
Sunday.
Looking forward to it.
Aye. But the Edinburgh Derby Sunday, I know what time's that?
Aye, but that'll be at night time.
No, you're 2 o'clock, can't you? What time's your game? Oh, who do we go to see?
You play.
Jake, I just quit. Wait, he quit the warehouse?
Aye, quit Hearts. Nah, just fuck Hearts.
You'll let me support you in a couple of years.
What time's the Derby, Andy?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Half 12, I'd imagine. Maybe I might actually be about 2 o'clock.
You don't need to know.
2 o'clock would be ideal.
But he's obviously got the guitar, you've got the saxophone. Aye. So that'll be blasting it for what time?
I know. If you need a saxophone player, by the way, I can definitely
get you on the phone.
if you're running out of piano keys, get my big teeth for the piano keys.
I went to Rockness with my pals once. Remember Rockness?
That was the first festival I ever went to.
Good, wasn't it?
I was 16.
My mate stole his mum's motor.
What, you
were in Dundee. I was playing for Celtic at the time. We were in a pub, and who wants to go to Rockness? Went to him, took his mum's motor up to Rockness. She reported the motor missing. She got back to her house, motor was gone, he took her keys. Post pulled the sewer on, was it 89 going up to Inverness? Spent the night in the cells at Inverness.
You did?
Me and my mates, when I was at Celtic, 17 or something. Shiting myself, going back to Celtic on Monday in case
it. Did Celtic find it? No.
Nah, I never found it.
Lucky then,
good story for it.
Did
you go to in the park in it?
I remember that.
No,
that
I never went to the park.
I've not been.
Is that amazing?
Was it amazing?
Man.
Oh, Rockness was good, mate.
The only festival I've ever been to is, I went to Leeds Festival once.
Right.
But I've never been to any. In Scotland,
I've been to that a couple of times too, it's good. You know, it's fires in it, then.
Eminem was there the year I went to Leeds Festival.
Really?
Aye, no. It must have been about 2000.
Nah, this looks like a job for me, so everybody.
2012 or something? Unbelievable, though.
Who'd you go down there with, Johnny?
No, remember Big Lucas Djukovic that used to play in Motherwell?
Aye, what a player.
He's one of my close pals at Middlesbrough. There's two of us went. Unreal, to be fair. I'm similar to you though. I like going for a day. I don't like
full weekend. Somebody say,
mate, I've seen your room, so see a campsite. I'd be like fucking luxury compared to what you usually
see. I'm telling you now, to live in that muck, would not be it. My room's a bum site.
Oh, mate, his room.
No, but that was about a year ago you seen that.
I was SWG3 when I had to come and wake you up.
Oh, so it was, fuck.
What's
that?
It's a blow-up doll. I had guys' clothes on for some reason.
Mate, that's a wild room, isn't it? A lot's going on in it, but seriously.
In that room, there's a lot going on. Yeah. What about music in the dressing room, Kev? Did you ever take charge at?
We used to do... We liked old school music, like Elvis, fucking Neil Diamond and stuff.
Elvis, they used to fucking be every week. Is that what you listen to?
Oh, this was back in Sunderland days. The older boys liked that type of music, and that's what it was. A bit of Manfred's Son and things like that. You should stick on tunes, but a lot of the tunes were related to like some of the words in the songs were like personal attacks on the players. So you would change the words a wee bit. So it was like one song, I think it was it might have been Manfred's Son, you would sing like, oh, I like to know where you got your nose from. So
Lee Knowles
had a big fuck off nose, so he sang that to you as well, but so everyone was kind of related, and there was the odd one, there was a song, there was a lot of clapping in it, because for the boys it maybe had a good night out and had to see the doctor on the Monday.
Nice,
a wee dose of the clap, so that got played. But no, song-wise...
See on that, Kev, see anybody that listens to Aaron being in a dressing room, it's good when you're with the bird.
Terrible,
innit? I mean, but no one's changing room, mate.
Nah,
get terrible. It off. I would say like MC stuff, innit?
MC Hammershot.
I do love like a DJ Vance playlist or something.
When I came into your, when you were doing Open Goal hang up at SWG3,
What were you last night?
You were last night in some mad shit.
Northern Soul. Northern Soul.
You were in about 40 cans of Red Bull or something.
Oh, I was wild.
What were you last night?
I don't know, but Charlie, I came out of there.
And he was greeting.
No, but that was a hit. Charlie O'Green was greeting.
That was the worst aging performance
you've
put
in.
Northern Soul. Northern Soul, brilliant.
No, I love that.
Do I love you?
How's that getting you up for going out to the live show?
Just gets you bouncing that.
Nah.
No, no too high, you know what I mean?
What kind of tunes were coming out of the Rangers station, Mandy, back in the day? What would you say?
To be honest, no, you can't tell you. R&B in that.
R&B?
Aye, Jimmy Bell Week was
brilliant. Jimmy Bell on the deck, spinning it.
Imagine
that. Couple of Sydney songs spinning it.
Nah, it's a lot of R&B in that, no really, man.
You ready for question of the day? What's your pre-match ritual to get a gig?
Oh, what a question that is, Paul.
Cliff Richard, you said you like.
We didn't really listen to anything, did we? It's just a fag and a beer, and then on you go. But no, all you get G'd up, like, King Tuts on Friday, we were all in the dressing room, and we got G'd up too early, about an hour early, and then we walk on the stage, like, fucked.
Uh-huh. Do you get annoyed if people like, come in to meet you in that?
Nah, I quite enjoy it. Do you? It's tough, and obviously with COVID, because you're trying not to catch it, you know what I mean, before anything, but...
Do you ever do like a big huddle on that and you know, two bands doing that at the side?
He kept trying to date with us, didn't he?
And the SWG 3 and Harrison.
We couldn't do the pads in that, the dressing room and that.
The pads? Oh, we've got someone that you can box. We've got a video of him boxing it.
Yeah, bye.
Well, have you got the video?
We'll put it online for after the show.
Hank, did we never put that out?
Nah, I can't go. Worst taste of music. Who have you had? Anyone? Any big names, worst taste?
I've got bad taste of music.
Have you? Country and Western, you are?
I like country and Western.
Garth Brooks.
I like
what about Reedy?
50s, 60s, 70s.
Good.
I like a love song, I must admit.
What's your favourite love song?
Way's up there with Sinatra. I like that. That's a tune that's quite close to heart.
Is that a love song?
I'm just saying that's one of the
that's my papa's tune too.
That's my dad's tune. That's one of them.
That makes you greet every time
of course it
is. Men doing
well at Where did Reedy like generally, Peter Reid? Cheeky girls out, innit?
Cheeky girls out, innit?
You
and Quinny would drive up the... Imagine him and Niall Quinn dressed as the cheeky girls.
That'd be brilliant.
What about... Is there any musicians that you know that have got a bad taste in music?
No.
What do you listen to?
I'm weird, like, I listen to fucking everyone. Like, if it's good, I listen to it. But I used to listen to, like, really weird stuff, like 1920s stuff. Try and steal stuff to write with it.
Oh, right.
I like Arctic Monkeys and that. I grew up with indie stuff. My brothers all played in bands and I kind of listened to what they listened to, like Strokes and all that. I didn't really listen to chart music, like. But obviously, you're trying to get in there.
Bollocks.
You're trying to get in there, but you've got to fucking sell your soul.
Everybody sings the same, but didn't they? In the chart, it could be anybody singing the song, innit? Can I ask another brunt question? See with a
brilliant
question. Do you write the tune first or do you play the tune first?
Different every time. I'd say I write stuff every day in a book, like kind of like poems, and then try and put music to it. But I've been writing with loads of different folk, like Boys Down South, and it's like kind of you sit in a room and it's different every time.
See that one there, Terribly Beautiful, did you, which VRM you wrote that?
That was...
He told the story,
first lockdown.
Maybe you
told the story,
huh? Listen up, man.
Him and Kel Faulkner took
No, the Judging Books, sorry.
The Judging Books, aye. That was...
The 16-year-old?
That was, I was 16, aye. And that's still my most listened to.
You need to hear that.
Tune on Spotify, aye. But
I've heard that.
Unreal, mate. Yeah,
good.
You what about you, Simon?
Could you play it on that?
What, taste
like
the music?
Teammates. Craig Bryson,
Yeah.
He likes Scooter.
Brilliant. Scott Brown's into Scooter, isn't he?
Aye, all that Scooter nonsense.
You like Scooter's right?
Jump style.
Scooter's shite.
Scooter, brilliant.
You like that?
Aye.
I can see him liking Scooter though.
He's got the kind of... You need to listen to the type of music like that. I'm mostly just Scoot, but see that slow stuff, can't keep it with the rest of the minute.
Who's on it? Hearts.
But I also hate all that. I hate like that EDM stuff. See like that
Hardwell in it?
That is the worst music in the world, that.
I just read that, didn't it?
Who's on it at Hearts?
It's the... You obviously know, we've got the... We get a speaker out every day at training. So see when you're doing the warm-up, which tunes are playing during the warm-up, and it's one of the sports scientists, Mike 8, plays it. But every player on the team gets to pick three songs.
I like that.
And then it's just like a shuffle over it. See, to be honest, 90%... And the boys in the squad listen to some of the music to me, so the standard's very good.
What about Tam Coates? What music do you think?
Oh man.
Jeez,
Mozart, innit?
Mozart.
Aye.
Beethoven. Get that Beethoven on.
what a guy, man.
What about famous musicians? You ever met any?
Aye.
Kev, you must have met a few big names. Jimmy
Neil. Bono.
What?
Me and my pal Bono.
Aye.
Cliff Richard.
Have you?
Aye.
How?
Well, it was in Monaco, 2002, just after the World Cup. No, during the World Cup, 2002, and I was sitting having a drink watching, I think it was Turkey, Brazil. Some guy tapped me on the shoulder and says, hey, man, what's the score? And I was like, no, he's Irish, mate. It's kind of similar. I says, oh, mate, it's just 1-0 to Brazil. Ronaldo scored. And he's like, oh, yeah, do you want a drink? And I was like, I'll get a pint, mate. And then I was like, fucking hell, I recognise this guy. Obviously, I didn't know straight away who it was.
And he's Bono.
And he had, where's John McGlynn's glasses, didn't he?
Aye, where's John McGlynn's glasses? He was Bono and just sat there, watched the Brazil-Turkey game with Bono and had a few pints and that. It was good. And then Cliff Richard, I was doing a London one day, doing a wee bit of show opening, and I was trying on a pair of trainers. And then bold Cliff Richard sat down beside me, trying on a pair of tennis shoes, and there you go.
And did you talk to him?
I just said, how you doing, Cliff? Fancy a game of tennis?
Brilliant,
it was during the time the Max and Paddy were doing the piss take at Cliff Richard.
Aye.
And I just kept thinking Max and Paddy and Cliff Richard take. I was going to say to him, but I thought it would have been a bit cheeky.
Aye.
So nah, but that's in terms of musicians.
I can't even think of that, mate.
Lewis Capaldi was a big thing for
Lewis Capaldi's mentally he is.
Probably the biggest I've met.
Aye. I would say Capaldi.
Aye, you were a bit starstruck, weren't
you? Oh, mate, I'm not after... Nicole Scherzinger. I met Nicole Scherzinger.
No way.
I swear to God.
How?
So when I was at Middlesbrough, James Arthur was in the X Factor finals. He was a mad Middlesbrough fan. So now, like the week before, they're like they go to like hometowns and all that. He came in and
Matt Target's
brother. And they invited us all to the finals. So we were all backstage in the finals, and she was there. I got a picture of her.
No,
I swear to God, I've got a picture somewhere. Mate, she's tiny. She's about 5'2" or something.
Decent.
She put it.
If I'm it, fucking. Just when you said tiny, I was like a massive guy. See Sam Smith? Met him when I was with Capaldi one night.
What, is he tiny?
He's massive.
Is it?
I was eating a fucking pad thai outside. This big shadow came out of the back of me.
Did you sound? Sam, you told us that I was Liverpool you met him, wasn't it?
Aye, right. Fucking just said that right up for you.
What's Sam Smith's best song?
He sang James Bond, didn't he?
Aye, he's massive, man.
Aye, that's massive. He's got an unbelievable voice, to be fair.
Aye, he has got a great voice.
Well, have you met any?
Don't I think so. Nutini used to come in, didn't he? And he used to win the league. Nutini would come in the dressing room.
Where's he?
We'd be young boys, weren't we? He'd be in with like Lenny and all that. Nutini would be in. He's tiny, he's not that tall either. You think Paolo Nutini's tall, but when he came in the dressing room, he was quite small as well.
He's got some unbelievable tunes, isn't he?
He was brilliant, Nutini, wasn't he?
Aye.
See, if he came back to now, he could sell the Hydro like 12 nights on the
track. Why is it? Is he just chucked it?
I didn't really know.
He's wanting in a warehouse, supposedly, took your job.
Get him on here.
Oh, I'd love to get Nutini on. He'd be brilliant, wouldn't he? Aye. He's got his Instagram back. Paul Schlein's back on Instagram.
Oh, is he? Aye.
Many followers.
What made you decide?
You're flying away from me now with followers, aren't you?
What are you on?
40, is it?
You're 40.
Sorry.
Right. Well,
that's only him, mate. That's he's only him 40.
4,500 or something.
There you go, follow the man on Instagram.
24 hours, let's see where we can get him for 4.5 to where.
Let's see the power open goal, right?
Let's see if we can get him
on Instagram.
Also,
just send him the pictures you sent me in the DM last night.
Never
I'll shoot right up.
Also, I've got a gig December 16th, St Luke's. I went on sale today.
Oh,
December what?
December
12th. 16th. You're there, you better.
What night's that?
It's a Thursday night.
We'll get you there. Scotland, right, we're on to the football. Last two qualifiers. A defeat to Denmark and a 1-0 win to Moldova. Kevin Kaya, what do you make of the performances?
Denmark, very similar to the Euros performance. It's a bit flat. Two goals, I think, that on another day could have been avoided. I think Kieran Tierney would be the first to put his hands up, admit he didn't track the runner. Could Craig Gordon maybe anticipated the cross coming in, maybe edge a bit closer to come and maybe take it. I don't know, I'm not a goalkeeper, so.
That's Lynn.
And then, eh?
That's Lynn.
I know, I was going to ask her, but she's been busy lately. And then the second goal for me, watching it back a few times, Scotland managed to get the both banks of four in, and we're only, it was 8v4, and they still managed to concede. So that to me is a lack of concentration amongst the players that have managed to get themselves back out of position. And it's a nice little flick through. But the Denmark game, we're not expected to win, but expected to maybe try and put on a better performance. Moldova was a bit flat. We got an early goal. You think maybe go and get the second, the third. Kieran Tierney's missed a... I feel like I'm coming for Kieran Tierney. I'm not. He's missed a very good... He's missed a very good header. He's missed a very good header to make it two. And I think had he scored that, we would have on and got maybe 3-4. But it was just quite flat. We got the result, and I suppose it is a results-based business. Put us in a driving seat, the fact that Israel beat Austria. So we're in there, but I think we need to raise our performances. I think tomorrow
especially
night...
Especially Tierney, you were saying?
No, Tierney's been brilliant. I just couldn't slaughter him. Just, he happened to be in those two moments.
Came for Lindner and he's came for Tierney. I don't know if he's found an Arsenal kit in her, under a pillow or something.
No, he wasn't poor. He just missed a really, for me, an easy opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, 9 times out of 10, he would score that one time he didn't. So yeah. I think in these opportunities and in games, you've got to take them because they can come back and haunt you. Moldova got the part, maybe get a corner, free kick, score 1-1. You think, oh, chances missed. So that's how I see it. But nah. Out of the two games, 4 points, we've been brilliant. We've got three. It's not the end of the world. We're in, mash out.
You're nodding in agreement, so... You obviously...
I never watched any
of the games. Talk us through the tactics of both teams.
I never watched any of it. The last bit of Scotland I watched was the Euros.
And did you think they were good on transition?
I know what that means, mate. Now, to be fair, I've seen, obviously, bits on Twitter and that, what's happened in the clips now, but... The team's all right. Billy Gilmore's fucking
good player, isn't he?
Unbelievable, yeah. Man. Like,
just he was a standout again over there.
Yeah, he was.
Scanning.
Just scanning.
You see that man who brought it down? The big Chris Paul, just deed man.
Yeah.
But as I said, you can play class, but he's got to score goals. Everybody's got to score goals, isn't he? We're not fucking scoring enough goals.
Why are we not scoring enough goals then? Who can tell us? Why are we not scoring enough goals?
Paul, you watched it.
Come on, Paul.
No. Listen, I don't want to come. I love Scotland. We already, after the summer, we gave ourselves. We don't let us. They gave us it as well, but I just think international football is draining me. Mm. And it's sucking the life out right
now. Why do you think that is?
I don't know what it is.
Paul, I totally understand what you're saying there. What is it? What is the reason why international football has now come to a back seat to
see, the reason why the boys don't want to come because they smell of Steve Clark's Balenciaga.
It's filthy, isn't it?
Stinking,
isn't it? They need to clean them, don't they? They
need to clean the dog shit off his Balenciaga.
Do you know the feeling I get when I watch when the whole international weeks? Remember the Sunday, when summer holidays, the Sunday before you went back to school? That dreaded feeling your man put you in for a bath and I injured your clothes and that heartbeat was on.
She go in the bath?
Remember that feeling?
was she already in the bath?
It's like I've seen this guy, look, people. You know what I mean?
It's disgusting.
Bob's this time, and that Sunday, you've got heartbeat on, the man's eye on the clothes, the bath's getting run with the dad, and you and the bra's ready to go up, but the heartbeat's on the background. But what I'm saying,
heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses?
So that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that dreadful feeling you go for a couple of hours on a Sunday night, Monday morning, you're getting that for 10 days with international break. It really is having a real effect on that.
But as a player, though, remember you used to get the letter through the door, you'd been picked for that Scotland team, you'd be buzzing there.
Never. No, even like you must have played under 21s or something, did you know?
No, under 21s, 19s, 17s, nothing. I remember like Scotland, I think it was like Scotland 17s or 19s level where I was thinking, I wasn't playing every week, but I was obviously playing for them. I was winning a championship at the time and there was boys for Rangers Celtic under 18s getting in the Scotland squad and you're thinking, fucking hell, what are you going to do?
Who was manager at that time?
I think it's been Billy Stark,
right?
I think. But
was Billy Stark and Ross Murphy?
I think it
was. They picked me, they had me in the squad.
Ah, that's deserved that.
You think after the Euros, how we nearly qualified, like nearly got into the knockout, that it would give fuck a lift to want to get in the team?
Yeah.
It did for about a month, didn't it? I get fucked out and then that's it. But see, we fell over the two. They go battered against Denmark.
Yeah,
first half against Denmark. But they're in the semis of Euros. But then,
why on the better side? Because when you look at their names, if I look at 11 Denmark names and 11 Scotland players, I don't think they've got much better players.
No, you're right.
No, but
it's not a bad point.
But their teams they play were out unbelievable.
It's all their players, isn't it?
No, but
Atalanta, AC Milan.
No, but you're talking Leeds, Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United.
That's true.
You could look at it that way. But
so I'm not thinking from the Euros personally, and I've got to say this. I just think Steve Clark sets it up to be boring, and it's not exciting to watch. I think it's too negative.
And I think that's fine, Kev, if you've not got players that can go and dominate games.
I would totally agree with that.
I still love when Strachan was. And man, I don't know why he ever got planted.
A lot of the ex-players said that, and I played under Stratton Scotland, they should have been gained longer.
I just think that, like, you're saying, put the two lineups, Denmark's and Scotland's, you wouldn't really swap too many players because they're equally as good as each other. So why is it we can't perform like Denmark? What is it? Are we told not to do certain things? It's like when I'm talking about the Denmark second goal, see when they're attacking, we've actually got 9 players, including the goalkeeper, 9 in our box defending against 3-4 Denmark players. That's not right. I just think that when we were 1-0 up against Moldova at the latter stages, he's taken off Billy Gilmour and players. I may be looking forward to resting him against Austria for the game coming up. I can see that. But just replacing, like, I'm a bit negative all the time. I just think that we've got Patterson in at right back. Obviously, he's replaced O'Donnell because O'Donnell hasn't been able to make it. He's so forward thinking. The boy bombs up and down that touch the wing all the time. He'd been a great addition. Yeah. Billy Gilmour dictating things. We struggled with strikers. We've now got like your Shea Adams, your Lyndon Dykes, your Kevin Nisbets. We've got options here, but we still can't create enough chances for them to put that's games strange, to bed. I don't know what it is.
I sort of talk about attackers and the difference between the two sides. Denmark's front three plays with Barca, Leipzig, and Sampdoria.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whereas your front three is Southampton, Hibs, and QPR.
Oh,
nine times out of ten, you're probably only as good as your attackers, aren't you? I actually thought Moldova. I probably disagree with you what you said before. I thought we were all right against Moldova. So comfortable.
Aye, it was
probably
comfortable.
That final ball, a final moment away from winning three or four.
Teams like that, but you should be.
You should be.
But do you know how I know what you're saying about strikers, right? But see, when I watch Denmark for box to box, you can see what Denmark are trying to do to get the ball into the forward players. When I look at Scotland, I think, how are we trying to get the ball to our front?
I don't think you'll see that under though, Steve Clarke. There's nothing about him. I think his style and what I've heard, and when I was in the game, knowing about it was he's a defensive coach. That's his style, mm-hmm. and that's what the Scotland have went for. And listen, that will always be fine if you're winning. Nobody will say it, but see, as soon as you start no winning, or I think V Moldova. Listen, it is important that as a nation we all get behind them, but it's up to the team to get you excited as well. And Denmark have got 5 million people. So there's no any more population than us. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing wrong? I don't feel doing it wrong.
It comes down to not being able to get a pitch for your team in Finistone.
I'll tell you what, Strain, I've got to jump on that as well. I've just noticed...
Didn't jump on it?
No. my two middle kids have started into the footballing thing. I see try to get pitches late. My kids are travelling 29 miles on a Saturday for a home game.
Mate, it's honestly...
It's actually disgusting. And the size of Cumbernauld...
Where are they playing?
They're playing down at Lanark.
They come Bernal to
Lanark. To play a game of football. Can they get late on a certain night?
That's because
there's no pitches.
Take them to Lanark United.
Eh?
Just take them to Cumbernauld Colts.
I've just put Danny to Cumbernauld Colts, but the other one plays with a Cumbernauld side and they're playing.
What? Their Lanark. Home games are at Lanark?
A home game's at Hamilton, the away game's at Lanark. It's embarrassing.
That's two away shifts, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Every week, 20 miles for a game of football.
So you are talking about grassroots football, right? This is where I disagree, because I say this all the time. See your Rangers, Celtic, see all your under-16s, 17s. They go to these tourneys and beat these big teams all the time.
Aye.
It's for under-16s level to first team level where there's something's not right. I don't know, but how many Rangers, not Celtic mean, and like aye. Scottish youth teams have you seen go to these tourneys and beat teams all the time?
So what did you do for that when you go to that final?
Well, again, we went away to that final. We came back, mate. I'll never forget it. 5 Celtic boys, we played every game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got to the final against Spain, came back, we were expecting, right, you're going to be training the first team now. Got back, no really a well done or anything, straight back to the reserves. Other guys in that team, Fletch, Snoddy, Lee Wallace, all went and played with the first team straight after that tournament. Look at the careers they went on, hey, we sat and played reserves for another 2 years.
Aye. Which is right, the difference. There's been a lot of criticism.
And you just go like that, mate, see when you're not playing first team football at that age, you just slowly get worse and worse and these guys get better and better.
there's been a lot of criticism with the sort of Rangers B, Celtic B stuff, but like it's initially in place for a trial season, innit? I think it can only be a benefit to Scotland. I talk about Scotland here. I can only, because I don't know what the exact percentage is, but you'd think the majority of the best players in the country, quite a lot of them are at the Old Firm. So for these boys at 16, 17, 18 to be playing men's football, people are saying like they won like 9-0 or something. They're saying that's not a test, but see when they play the bigger and better teams in that league, the East Kilbride, Civil Service, they're getting tested more than they're playing against Aberdeen under 16, 17s. Mm.
But you look now, Andy, right? And it must be a Celtic and Rangers thing, because see the young players that are coming through now and they're in the Scotland team, none of them came through at Celtic and Rangers, or like Parsons in now. But when you think about it, it's like Turnbull, who I had them all written down, but I forgot now. But they all came through, like Stephen O'Donnell, wherever he was, Kelly and stuff. There's no lot of...
Robertson. They're getting
Andy Robertson, yeah.
They're getting a taste of men adult football earlier, so it's speeding up their development process. So,
but we all know that from our own experiences. Right. We've all been on loan. And that loan system is invaluable as a kid, because if you can't get the first team football at your club, you have to go and experience. We've said it before, we've said it 100 times. Playing against a team in reserve football or whatever, youth football, that means nothing. Disney set you up for how it is when you go out in front of a crowd and people are shouting at you, there's pressure on because a result matters. There's too many players at the Old Firm no experience in that.
So do you think when you get to 18, right, you need to be playing first team football?
Aye. Or in and around it.
Run about that period, I think it's important in your development to start playing men's football.
That's when everybody starts going at Bevan and that, and then they can't be asked training.
You're probably right. See, you are playing like under 23s, you're not training the first team, you probably are starting to go out a wee bit 100%. More and thinking, well, what the fuck's the point? I'm only going to go and train the reserves.
Remember when you were in the first team squad or whatever it was, and they named the 16 that we had to turn up to the game on a Saturday, and you were told, right, you're doing a double shift a day on Fridays, you're off Saturday, Sunday, we'll see you Monday. What did you do? You went away with your pals because you knew you didn't have that thing about training. Whereas if you're in that squad, you do your session on a Saturday, play whether you play or come on, whatever, you go back and you recover because you're in the next day because it's different. I don't know what it is. How do you change that? Because it's now money-based to the point that clubs can't afford to chuck in a young kid at the deep end and it no work out because it's a results-based business that makes you money. And
I would look into Sean Maloney. I'd look into Sean Maloney for the whole setup, and I think he'd be from start to bottom. Top to bottom. He would go right through, and it would be, you play a certain way at this level, you're playing the exact same level here, all the way up. And I think Maloney would do that.
Can I ask you, because I know we joke about you obviously with the pressure coming from Motherwell, but you obviously played first team football at a young age. Did you feel yourself getting worse when you were going, when you went to say like, and you were and then played first team? What you actually felt your...
Ability, your
enthusiasm.
You go back to feeling confidence like that. You go back to feeling like that, that you're not a player. Mm. Don't know what it is. Just like a youth player and you've had a wee taste there. I would say, listen, I obviously made the move. Injuries a wee bit played a part as well, so I don't want to say, I mean, people can make the move and it works, but I would say to the majority of young kids to stay at your Motherwells and stuff like that.
You look at guys like Jake Hastie, they were flying at Motherwell, goes to Rangers, can't get a part of
it. It's very hard to come back for it, I think. So when you get put in that youth and then you go missing a wee bit. Listen, it's up to the player as well. They have to go a bit about them to say, no, I'm going to make it, but it is difficult, I think.
I think that a lot of young boys struggle with it as well. It seems when they get to like 17, 18 and they want to go on loan, they've played through it. Take for example, it's a Rangers or a Celtic player. They've played the full way through their youth system, playing with the ball at their feet, playing a certain style, and then it's time to go on loan. Where do they go?
Yeah, who else plays like that?
Do they go to, I don't want to disrespect the team, but do they go to a Cowden Beef where they just launch it every game and... Nothing to do with an 8-year development of having a youth team.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what's good to say.
If you get in a boot as a player, you've got to adapt to all situations and circumstances. I went on loan to Rochdale at 19 and it was the worst month of my life. I absolutely hated it. And I thought, oh my God, I'm not even good. I felt like I'm not even good enough to play for Rochdale. That's where my confidence was. And my first thought is, when I go back to Sunderland, I'm going to get my head down, work hard and appreciate where I was.
Yeah.
And it was within like a year later, I actually made my Premiership debut. And I thought, that's because of that experience I had. Yeah. Some kids that go on the experience and think, oh, I'm better than this, I shouldn't be here, don't then go back and then push themselves on to make that breakthrough into the first team.
Yeah.
And then when they get released from Celtic and Rangers at the age of 20, 21, 22, and clubs say, right, okay, I'll phone my agent, he'll get me a move now because Celtic don't want me. What age is he? Oh, he's 22. How many games he played for the first team? None. Well, who the fuck's going to take him?
Yeah.
It's the experience of it.
That's it, because you're saying about, I know you're saying about teams go down there and then they're lumping the ball on, but if you think you look at the England team in the Euros that got to the final, I think 10 of them went out on loan as kids.
Aye.
And they're not going to teams that play amazing football. Do you know what I mean? I think Jack Grealish went to like a Notts County, but it's up to you to then go and...
Exactly.
But it's either full-time clubs.
Clubs, right. Right.
They still train every day and get coached and develop.
Yeah, you're getting better every day.
And they play better football than...
I think it's difficult in Scotland for Celtic and Rangers young players to go and loan to some of the teams below the Championship and progress and make themselves better. I think the standard below the Championship is still good in certain aspects, but it's not good all the time. So it's difficult, whereas in England, the pyramid system, because of, if you're in the Premiership and you go and loan to, say, the Championship, you're in the Championship, you go and loan to League One, League Two, you're still playing in front of some crowds like 10, 15,000 or 5, 6,000, whereas in Scotland, you might be going and loan to bloody Albion Rovers and you've got 100 guys turned up.
But see, before, you're the perfect man to ask. Since you've been at Peterhead, have you took
boys
many boys on loan for clubs? How have they done in your team?
They're hit and miss, mate, but I think they're learning more playing for us.
Aye.
But the good thing, I think, as well, was what they're getting at Dundee is obviously they're still full-time. But, and I think this is the right thing to do, they still play with Dundee reserves on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine, mate.
Aye, aye, aye.
Get the best of both worlds. You're coming down to play with us, it's a wee bit tougher, and then you're going to and develop yourself technically on the Tuesday. So
good to ask them if they see a big difference in it, in reserves, and it won't be. It's yeah. Massive,
but imagine it was a music-wise, imagine you're not cutting on you and you're going on loan to McFly.
I'd fit right in there, man.
Back to the warehouse, innit? Back to the warehouse, and told you you're going to McFly.
Is there a lot of opportunity? I know you should obviously... Capaldi give you that wee chance, but is there a lot of opportunities for young musicians coming through?
It's absolutely solid. Like,
is that?
Aye, mental. Like, you're talking, if you're what, you've got to do it full time, so then you've got to no work, so you've got no money, and then you've got to, everything costs money.
Yeah.
Obviously there's like the landmines out there, the guys who are there to absolutely rob you all your stuff, but I think it's just like, every band you see playing here today, you think, they're coming to play, but you didn't realise all the rehearsals that go into it, and all the money that gets spent in rehearsing, even on the equipment, and I don't know, it's just like...
So how do you, get paid just for doing like gigs and stuff?
Just that, aye, or like Spotify, you get your... Well, it's not much, obviously, but...
Yeah.
Like
loyalties in it.
Aye. But it's like 0.0001 pence a player, so... Right. It's mental. So you've got to constantly be on the circuit doing stuff, but...
Hard industry.
He's got a few quid now, you can...
Aye, you've got to
give him some, bro.
Oh, shot you, bro.
Can you track you, bro?
Stone Island, my man.
Story on. Where's the badge?
Fell off when I came here.
Right, we've been given a lifeline. Austria getting beat by Israel 5-2. How are we lining up for the next one?
I don't know. But
Give your best Austrian accent. Good eye, mate.
I've got no Australian.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Paul,
you're too easy, Paul.
That is pathetic.
I think for the Moldova game, I think you look at Nathan Patterson and Billy Gilmore as probably the two standouts, and at the age that they could be the face of the Scotland team for the next
start
10 years.
Easy.
But
no bad faces.
We've still got the majority of our squad that are still a good age. They could probably play in these qualifiers and hopefully the next campaign or two. So I think the squad that played, there's probably a couple missing that's no back and fit yet. But I still think that we've got a strong squad.
Paul, how are we lining up? Kev, how are we lining
up? I don't know. I think we attack. I think we go at Austria. I think we sit back. We just allow Austria to... We're needing a performance. We're needing a performance. Like, remember when we played? Was it Serbia?
Serbia were brilliant.
Was it Serbia? When we absolutely controlled the game and dictated the tempo, that's what we need to do instead of. It's when we need to. When we sit back and allow other teams to make. It's like a game of chase. Mm-hmm. One makes a move, and we're waiting for that person to make a move before we do something. Let's us go and do it.
Kev, I love when you say an analogy like that.
Honestly,
it's just like a game of chess where one person makes a move and the other one's like, I'm going to make a move.
Aye, it's like just waiting to counter that. Just let's us go and do it and let Austria worry about us.
He's there, right?
Rather than worry about them, because we have enough quality in that squad that could go out and beat Austria. Israel beat them 5-2.
Yeah.
We go out there and beat Austria tomorrow night. I mean, that's
why do we always get Israel?
We'll be the ones.
I know, mate.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
He's going 2-0, though, isn't he? Gallagher and Considine. Defensive front. Kev, I worked the last time. Massive game miss. Why don't you give us a wee?
No, I can't give you any motivational speeches.
You're good at it, mate. Honestly,
that Scotland tune you played was unreal in the Euros.
Oh, we have a dream. Let me kill him, don't I?
Amazing.
Keys are cut away.
No chance. I'm never playing that again.
See, if I could sing like you, mate, I would just walk about fucking singing all the time with you.
You already did,
eh? What is it?
If you didn't want to ruin your career, that song.
If you didn't want to be a footballer, I think the singing's the next best thing.
Oh, I'd love to have been a singer.
Imagine being to serenade a wee bird and that, man. A bit of tune's brilliant.
We need to let the squad know that we're already starting to think about the next tune we're going to.
We're going to change your bum lives again.
What song are we going to make viral next time for the...
Is Boogie's Died?
Oh, God, see if I hear that another time.
Were you singing that every night? Every night, twice, three times. Remember that guy said, can you use Boogie? I said, are they? Can you use two Boogie? Driving, driving, going, driving. Who's that? Yogi? Potential signing. Jesus, I don't back. Right, do we need to win this one? Aye. Must win. Must win. Would you change your three at the back? Or the five at the back? You can't, I know, mate. Can you? You can't go into a lot. I'm sick of it. You don't need a three centre backs against Moldova at home.
That's been a good
one. So why do you think he does it three at the back? Lack of pace.
Tierney and Robertson in it.
Just to get two in.
But I then, think it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But so if you're playing four, how are you fitting in Tierney and Robertson?
I would maybe play
Robertson
Tierney left back and Robertson left wing. I prefer.
I would put Tierney left wing. I think he's better 1v1 situations.
I think Tierney's good comfy deep and bombing on.
I bet that's Robertson.
That's Robertson, I think, exactly.
We're both fullbacks, eh?
Just playing two left backs, eh?
Imagine that, just standing next to each other, running up and down the pitch at the same time.
Is Shea Adams back? I think he'll come straight in. 4-4-2, two left backs.
Tony Adams.
This group of players have been unreal, do you know what I mean? They've done what nobody could do for years and years, but I would like to stay.
Kick on, go again.
Don't rest in the laurels, you know what I mean?
Lift it.
What Scotland players do you like, Luke?
I like McTominay, I like his...
You look a wee bit like Max,
don't you? Aye.
McTominay. We missed McTominay, by the way.
Wow.
That's another one.
Right, we're on to someone else.
Yeah. Missed McTominay. Best song in the Euros. What about McTominay tune for the Euros?
McTominay's tune's brilliant.
McTominay got asked to come on here and went like that. I don't understand the banter. Wow, man.
Okay, I've been backing him up for ages, I know.
Ken, I don't quite get it.
You would eat him alive if you brought him over here, man.
He is big, handsome boy, isn't he?
I'd love to eat him.
Honestly, I think he's very underrated.
I'd love to eat him alive.
Did he actually say I don't get a banner?
He said I don't really get where.
Where's the phase now?
I didn't really get it either. But
he's English.
You get it. You're getting it.
Well, he's made backroom. He's made backroom changes, didn't he, Steve Clark? This is not a joke.
Stephen Aisman.
Is he good on a training ground?
Aye, brilliant. But it's.
But you say he's always fighting jig for that speaker.
Is Stephen Aisman actually in there?
Aye, because now they took Austin McPhee for the diving headers. After
crossing the
Austin McPhee could have got the tips when he's standing across.
Can we put that Austin McPhee diving header up some night? That's brilliant.
What was that on? It was the Hearts documentary.
It was on the Hearts documentary and he crossed it in and Austin McPhee was just diving across the box.
Did you know Stephen Aisman used to cut his hair at Hearts?
I don't know, but I tell you what, I think it's Yogi Saddles on this seat.
Matt Arthur's agony. It smells
like how uncomfortable is that seat, man?
Right, did you see the scenes in Brazil?
Unbelievable.
Madness!
See, some international football.
Aye.
Scrap it.
It should be folded.
4 minutes in and put the police up on the pitch with health officials. Get off the pitch.
So what was it? Because it should have been caught.
Three Premier League players.
Four.
They were in Brazil for 4 days.
But they're saying that Argentina could get awarded the win. But their players were the ones that breached the rules.
Brazil just didn't want to redo the last game, man. That was some goal, man.
You hate Brazilians, eh?
Oh, I love it. What is the one you see there again? Brazilian snail tail? What is that called?
The caterpillar?
What is the one you say? See when that's a shambles. A complete guys won't win a pitch. Is that the way we're just going to do?
So was it the police?
No, yeah! It's the government.
Oh, start a killer.
Yeah.
A cowboy.
The four English players that come into the country are supposed to quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
So the health officials came out and got them, told them they had to get off.
So it's like trying to get in a fucking transmitter, didn't it?
Aye. Yeah, this guy's drove around here three times now.
He's getting scary. Renny Mullenstein, remember the old Man United coach?
Terrible, that guy.
By the way, how much does Cal Naismith actually look like John McGlynn?
Think so?
Mate, he's his double, man.
You need to get back on
time. That goes much quicker, doesn't it?
Sucking a life right out of that tractor,
So it was Lo Celso, Romero, and Martinez. They didn't
play. So they're saying the Brazilian.
Who's Lo Celso?
Spurs. Romero, Spurs, Martinez, Aston Villa.
So, oh, that goalie, that's right.
They're saying that they told lies about being in England, but everybody knew they were in England, they play in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So, what are they talking about? They were in Brazil for 4 days, right. So see if they really wanted them out of the country, they've went, but they've done that to a big show, we'll pull them off the pitch. Embarrassing.
Aye. Politics, Paul, innit?
It just summed the whole 10 days up, didn't it?
Dog so, and duck together.
Sorry, I never seen it. Did the Polis actually walk on
guy
the
pitch?
About 8 of them walked on the pitch.
I think it was Polis.
10 minutes into
it. It was the authorities.
Like, no, it was the authorities. One of the Argentina players. Was it Messi and him?
You said you didn't like him, didn't you?
No, he's brilliant. That was him, Jim O'Brien. We guys fucking won the World Cup, Jim O'Brien. If I played him in, he's like, Nino, fucking pass it to you! Oh, brilliant. Neymar, Neymar, as well, have you seen it? He's posted a picture on his social media with his top off. His sister obviously took the picture.
Took the picture, aye.
Some weird going on with it too.
Nah, it's been a lot, mate.
After claims he was out of shape.
He gets, but he does look heavy, doesn't he?
Does he?
Do you not think so?
Heavy, who was he?
Oof. But do you not even think for that picture?
I thought he was a skinny freak.
He's put a bit of beef on.
And you, Kev, you'll be doing the same thing on Instagram. You'll be posting a picture with the top off the caterpillar.
I'm sorry. Absolutely, 100%. What time are I putting it up? 6?
6 o'clock.
Aye, Instagram live.
What pose is it you said you were doing?
We played Dundee in a bounce game last week, by the way.
Oh, mate, the boys are telling us, young boys are telling you scored, did you know?
Aye.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's all the easy you want to tell a story. Right?
No, no, Gowser played right back to Gowser, it was on loan. Fucking the right back, what's his name?
He done it, the Uggs, the Uggs.
Spitting image of Gowser.
It looks like Gowser, didn't it?
I was winding, me and Cummins were on each other. I thought Cummins looked heavy, man. But we get a free kick in the last minute, it was 2 each at a time. Cummins just in the morning, he's like, miss it, Strawhead, miss it. But
he's got a lovely head of hair, isn't he?
Ah, brilliant. Aye,
he's going out with a wee dog sister as well, isn't he? See on his Instagram. Lovely couple.
Mind when he chipped that penalty and he said it was Pirlo because he's new hair.
Because he's hair, aye. He's had a few shouts, isn't he? Touch an angel was good as well, isn't he? Did he not think he'd miss it?
He scored definitely.
He scored the winning pen that put him through in shootouts.
So, and you've played with any fat players?
Oh, aye. Good for
Mido, innit?
Mido was funny, wasn't he?
Mido was tremendous. But see, the thing is, though, for as fat as they were, ability, mate, like, next level.
It was always the ones with ability
next
that fat,
level, wasn't it? Like, miles better than any boy that was 6% body fat or whatever it was.
Yeah. Mate, I admit.
But obviously, you can't be a certain level of physique that he was. Because, he couldn't play 90 minutes.
Nah. But we had a guy who was in the... The question came out. I thought about it. I know I've seen that. It's funny. We had a guy, Luke Rooney, at Swindon, fucking again, a talented kid, mate. But the Canio just took a dislike on him. We couldn't keep up with the Canio. He ended up, me and him liked a pint, liked good food. So he turned in a wee bit heavy, and the Canio's had enough of him. That was the time he went like that. And now we have Luke Rooney, fat little loser. And me and just sitting there like that, right? So Runes gives him a bit back, and then they're arguing. And he went, okay, now we watch your clips, Rooney. So because he's a wee bit heavier, see every time he was running. So if he's fit with hit the ground, the Canio go make a noise because he was fat at the ground.
Surely he's biting at that.
He had a full blow, mate. It's the best argument I've ever seen in my life.
He hated the ketchup, didn't he, the
Canio? No ketchup, no butter on your
Four
toast.
Four managers saw it all that, didn't he? No mate, one, but a lot of
first tip away at Italy, he's like, okay lads, here's your toast. And you're like, right, butter. He's like, no, butter.
So you may as well fucking eat your shit, mate.
It's like eating a shin guard, mate.
Just not on it at all.
Nothing, mate. Nae ice in your drink either.
Oh, goodness.
That was funny, mate. Even when you put like 2 kilo on, because we'd all get weighed every Monday. And obviously the fitness guy would go and tell me, when we used to need to like walk down a lane of training, and if you put 2 kilo on, he'd come up behind you, and when you're walking, he would do that. Dish, 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 dish.
Mate, I would do anything for him to come on the show.
Be amazing,
man. Oh, honestly, unbelievable.
He hated people being fat, eh?
Really? I just sit on YouTube now because the stories you tell me and just watch choice past interviews.
Really? Were you ever heavy in your career, Kit?
Rangers.
Oh, so you were a...
It's fucking...
What were you wearing back then?
What do you mean wearing?
When
I... That stupid Dundee accent. When I was slips at Rangers. I think when I was like peak, it would have been about 90 kilos.
What's the heaviest you've been to?
Heaviest ever?
No, playing. I mean, while you're playing.
104.
I want to know heaviest ever.
What, at Rangers you were 104 kilos?
104 kilograms.
What was the heaviest ever?
I was going to say, in the 90s, 90s not a lot for somebody his size.
104 kilograms, and then obviously signed, and McCoy's went, right, that's the deal done, son. I need you now to lose a stone quickly. And I was like, just the one. He went, maybe two. So so then I just started. I was on the fat burners every morning.
Sauna and all that.
Do the session with the boys, do extra running, and then do the gym. So I was in for maybe like 7:30 till 4 o'clock every day. Oh, yeah. And then it quickly flew off me about maybe, I got down to about 98 kilograms. And then he was quite happy enough with that. But fucking Jimmy, like I said before, Jimmy Bell was killing me because every time I said to him, look, Jimmy, I need a bigger strip. He kept giving me, so when I was initially 104, he gave me an XL, which was tight. Then I get down to 98 and he gave me like a medium. So every time I'm out in the park, no matter how much I'd lost, he kept fucking giving me. And then I said, Jimmy, man, you need to give me bigger shorts. So everybody must have thought, look at that fat bastard. And I'm like fucking squeezing into a size 36 with his jeans at home thinking, look at me, shorts. Fucking hell, I'm sorted. But see, the medium shorts and medium Rangers tops were fucking doing nothing for me.
Is that the Puma?
There was no XL as well because you used to get your
skinny people. Umbro.
That's what you say there.
What is that?
If you give the XL to all the skinny people, but you give the medium sort of fat, just so everybody looked shite and felt shite.
Terrible. And then, but weight-wise, I never really struggled with weight through football, just at Rangers, but that was due to being injured for 18 months and not really looking after your body. And then now, obviously, afterlife, struggling big time with the weight.
I was 18% body fat, I say, like.
18%?
18%. 18%. I had a crisis meeting, I just moved in. It was a crisis meeting. I think it was me, Tommy, and the wee dietitian, but Paul McGinn was heavy as well. Or it was maybe Midge, because me and Midge stayed together. I bought a flat, Midge moved in for me. We just get a KFC every night. So, we went in a fucking crisis meeting, me, Tommy, the dietitian, and Midge, I think it was. And she's like, what have you been eating?
Who said that?
She was pure nearly in tears because we were like, what have you been eating? So we told her our diet. And she was like, what do you like to do tonight? And we were like, oh, wait, we go to, we usually have our dinner and then we go to the pictures. And she's like, what do you get at the pictures? And we were like, sweets. And she's like, right, well, next time you go to the pictures, take a banana.
Read a guy
take
short.
A fucking banana. I've
never seen that.
We read that similar at Sunderland, Sean Thornton. He was one.
Oh, he was a heavy hole. I remember Sean.
And then Mick McCarvey sat him down and says, right, Sean, we've got the dietitian and you need to tell her what your diet is. So what are you doing on Monday after training? I'll probably stop at McDonald's on the way back, get a taxi. You're going to drive. I'll get the taxi driver to do the drive through. And then what about night time? I'll just phone like the Chinese or something and get like some noodles or whatever. And what about your breakfast on a Tuesday? I'll maybe just get a beaten roll on the way in at McDonald's. And this was just constant. It's like, Sean, you're a professional football player. This is a bit gaffer. I can't cook.
But do you remember that when you first moved into your own house, like what to eat?
Mate, I used to
with your mum and dad, didn't they have fucking clue what
when
to
I was
eat?
At Sunderland, we had McDonald's gold cards.
What?
Aye, because McDonald's sponsored the Premier League. We had McDonald's gold cards. So you could go to McDonald's every day and get a free meal once a day.
What?
Oh, that's for a happy meal. Right, pal. 20 chicken nuggets, Big Mac meal large and a fucking...
For like my first month down south, I used to have garlic bread and what they call it, the seafood sticks.
Crab sticks.
I used to have crab sticks and garlic bread for dinner every night.
My missus feeds them to her dog, man.
every night, and I thought that was fine, you know what I mean?
Mate, you didn't
but it's like you said, though, I was 17 when I moved down south. Never cooked in my life. My mum used to cook every meal I ever had, so you're just doing there, and it was like, can hell did I do? So I thought garlic bread was fine, you know what I mean? And then it was it all. Two of my pals doing their ages now, Robert Snodgrass's ages, Lee and Barney, we cut my flat and they're like, what are you doing? I was like, that's my dinner, mate. Like, you're having crab sticks and garlic bread for your dinner.
What's the snoddy story? Stevie Woods caught him at KFC.
Him and Doran used to go to KFC McDonald's every day going to Livingston.
Do you know that one?
I think I've heard it before.
You go for the youth hostel, right, where you're living in there for 2 years, where you get cooked three meals a day. Well, what two meals? Your breakfast and your dinner. You get lunch at the training ground. And then all of a sudden, you get Billy Big Boss. You go and buy your own house, and you're like, fucking shit, who's cooking my dinner? Uh-huh. I swear to God, I eat like three Bento's pies, the fucking lot. Peppercorn sauce out of packets, oven chips. That was my tea every night, because I'm just thinking, what did my mum cook me? Mum, how do you cook this? Right, turn the oven on, 200°C, stick the pie in a tray. Fuck, I hadn't a clue.
Toasties, George Foreman grills the fucking...
George Foreman was a life.
George Foreman's a goat, isn't he?
Yeah, but musicians are always skinny, aren't they? Do you just not eat that?
Aye, what is it we use?
When you go away in like the van, the splitter, don't you, like... When we were doing a latitude, all you do is stop at service stations, eat shite, man. Uh-huh. All you do.
It can't be good.
It's the best part, isn't it?
We've been getting on a rider.
Like, how come there's nothing healthy in service stations? Sorry to interrupt you.
Sorry. I don't know, mate. I don't know the answer.
There's nothing, eh?
Nothing.
But we put in a rider.
Slobs.
That is, isn't it?
We put in a rider, like a selection of meats and cheesies for the area and that. And they're usually like, what the fuck are you wanting that for? We turned up at that Johnny Walker on Friday and we had mountains of cheese and meat and everything. Oh, pita breads, nice. Living like kings, bottles of whiskey.
Class. Oh, that's you used to take for dinner? One of the garages on there?
We used to do the 10 pound Greg's challenge.
What was that?
The 10 pound Greg's challenge. You had to go to Greg's and spend a tenner in Greg's, see if you could eat it.
On the way,
four sausage rolls for a pound, man. No. £9 to go.
You just get 40 sausage rolls.
I'm not Nicky Shorey was fat. Remember Nicky Shorey?
Do you think Jinkers
I had the fastest play for England. So he used to sit with his belly. He had cut a cat.
Did he have an animal? Shorey,
I had the fastest play for England. Brilliant.
He was a midget, though, wasn't he?
Heavy. Actually,
small fat guys look terrible, don't they? Uh-huh. You get away when you're fat and big. But see, when Sharp was fat and big. But see,
how's that looking?
Tiny. I was just about to say my favourite dinner soup on those, but generally is
your favourite. Is that so? See, when that's what I was going to ask you as well. So see, if you were obviously you signed for St. Like. Would your ma cook for you every night?
Aye, but then when I went MK Dons, I had to do it myself. I told that my member, I used to throw the dishes in the bin, so I didn't clean them.
I like plastic plate.
Just soup on the dose. That's what I make soup on the dose and put in pepperami. It's a couple of bits of
pepperami. Oh, mate, I had that stage.
Nice, mate, isn't it?
Remember the Matheson smoked sausage? I used to say that all the time.
And happy faces to go in, mate.
I like coke noodles, to be fair. I'm not a big coke
noodles. See, naked noodles, mate, they leave your breath rotten for hours.
What is one noodles?
Naked noodles. Mate, it's not joking that they leave.
What flavour of cocos, Andy?
Huh?
What flavour of coconut noodles?
Chicken ones, I like curry ones.
The spicy ones.
They're not a fan of coconut noodles, are they?
I'm a pot noodle guy.
Pot noodle?
Pot noodles are brilliant.
Beef and mushroom.
You like pot noodles?
Put it on a sandwich sometimes.
Oh, man. That's nice, mate. Big white bread.
Pot noodle rolls, fucking good. Like.
See people eat smelly foods and then try to talk to you, should be shot. Honestly, how bad are they, mate?
Eat what?
See, like people eat, like, see that with the garlic bread, mate. See if I was good, that would be a problem for me.
You've had a manager at his breakfast thinking when he talks
to you. Oh,
mate, I've had a few, mate.
Aye.
Ah, it's horrible. Where did you stay when you were at MK Dons? In a hotel or in the stadium?
I was in a house.
Just you?
Just mine, a house myself.
You rent it?
Oh my God.
They dealt with it all.
How much was it?
My ma came down, £5,000. That's what the dude place in MK Dons, you see. My ma and sister came down for one weekend, for a wild weekend, but they came down and they said it was the house was disgusting.
Oh, I can imagine.
Just I got up to a lot, didn't I, man?
That's us, boys.
No, we're not a superstar.
Before they asked him about his team to Aberdeen, he ain't a football, nah, no, really. Did you play?
Aye. I won a regional cup.
A regional cup? What the fuck's that?
Hey, I don't know.
Bathgate Cup?
What position were you?
We beat Adina Hibbs in the final.
What was Capaldi? He's a goalie, ain't he? Capaldi's a goalie, ain't he?
I think he played.
Showstopper.
But I was a left back or a left wing.
Well, you're right.
Aye.
You look like you'd be quick.
I'm fucking rapid. We'll hear a race after this if you want.
Well, if you had to compare yourself to a player, who would it be?
Roberto Carlos, probably. So.
Oh, I love that. Left back, were you?
Roberto Carlos?
Really?
Mate, did you just watch that shite on all night?
Aye.
Did you watch that?
Embarrassing.
What was this?
Embarrassing.
See, Tom Grennan, he was fucking real.
He was
real,
brilliant. Aye, good Tom Grennan. Did he not play for somebody, Tom Grennan?
I don't know, but
I'm sure he did.
Absolutely rinsing everybody.
Mate, he's been on Soccer M a few times.
If you're going to...
Who was the worst? I only caught the last wee bit. Lee Mack's fucking terrible.
Lee Mack's scored the winner.
But he missed like two sitters, mate.
That boy in the middle, come on, what's his name? Chunks?
James B had a fucking howl
about him. Oh, James B's terrible.
Oh, he was dumming. Fucking dummy, what's his name?
Who's that?
No, Dummett. Joel
Dummett.
He was like a rabbit.
He was shocking.
The head, like, you frightened that guy. Who was it? I don't want to name names, but...
Is Jonathan Wilk still playing?
No, because Robbie Williams doesn't play now, so he doesn't play.
No, Robbie was in that.
He's a manager, didn't he play?
Would you just date him if he didn't play?
What the fuck?
I'd be too feared to have in case I made an absolute arse myself.
I know, fuck yeah. Remember Boris Johnson playing like rugby
tackle? I'd have cracked him if he'd done that to me.
I'd have cracked.
How good was it though?
I was unreal at it.
Did you watch it, Kevin? Huh?
I watched a wee bit. I saw that Julie Fleeton played up front.
Oh, did she, right?
Aye.
People saying Scholes was unbelievable.
Aye. Scholes and Rooney. Different class.
He'll just be class for other schools,
won't
he?
Oh, mate, how good.
Carrigan was smashed to the boy Kem.
Aye, he's trying to...
Carrigan was battling him about the pitch.
Aye.
I know, there was a bang on the Daily Mail with this saying he was pathetic.
Aye.
He was trying to injure everybody.
To be fair, how frustrating is it when you play, though, with dummies? Isn't it?
I don't know, but I think Carrigan, Gary Neville, the two greatest things in Britain.
Keane's better than both of them put together.
Who, Roy Keane?
How good's the Roy Keane overlap?
Seen that?
Roy Keane's the daddy, man.
He's
Roy
a Keane's.
Good, isn't he?
Say it how you see it.
He's class.
He's never getting a job again, does he?
Nah.
Think he's getting a job again?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
A manager's job.
All right.
Seems like he's desperate to get one, doesn't it?
I'd stick to just doing the pundit. He's good at that, man.
Isn't he?
It's funny what he's saying though, isn't he? He's like, so my pro license, my career means nothing. Just get Instagram.
Just get an Instagram account.
Fucking.
But all it's left to say is good luck to the main man on Sunday.
Have you met any other football players or just, well, Andy?
Probably just Andy, I think. Yeah. Don't know. I've got quite
we're
a
best pals forever now, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Sunday. You seen the Snuts on the night?
I seen it on the night, aye.
Good.
Different class, aye. Different class.
Did you get backstage?
No, yeah. I wasn't one of the fortunate ones that got backstage. I've seen a couple of
they did really well, really.
He'd got the opening envelope.
I was one of the peasants that he was calling him.
Like, there's a fucking no chance. I'm one of them.
Nah, no, I was. I prefer it that way. It was brilliant. Really good.
Favourite song? Glasgow.
I could be up there, aye. I don't
know. You kind of get a thing going
there. Don't have a clue anymore.
What else? What would you like?
I don't know.
I knew that. Aye, Glasgow, aye.
Aye, that one, aye.
I'm not even joking this way. I actually know a few, but I'll just, I just can't hit my head. Any of you ever watched the One Tree Hill or the OC or that?
Yeah.
Aye.
I don't want to be anywhere.
So, that's it, yeah. So, see the soundtracks and the tunes for that, right? So, I was talking about Big Duke. Me and him used to go to gigs all the time. So Big Duke was like, I'm going to this gig in Newcastle and Jim Eat World. He's like, do you want to come? I was like, never heard them in my life. He's like, I just come, like, trust me, they're good. Mate, see like all the tunes for OC, One Tree Hill. Have you heard of Jim Eat World?
I've heard them, aye. Didn't really listen to them.
The right? Gig, no, it was unbelievable. Just because I recognised about four songs for that series.
What's the best gig you've been at?
Jerry, by far.
What's about you? Must have been to a few.
That's a strange one. They're not even really my cup of tea, but the best gig I've been to is Muse. See, Muse.
Oh, Muse,
live.
Isn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
not bad.
See the show. What is it, Super? What's their thing? Super?
Super Massive Black Hole.
Super Massive Black Hole.
See, you see on a big stage like that and got like lasers, man. I went, and there's a big crane above the crowd with a big massive box, the size of a football pitch, and it opened up, big massive eyeballs all fell out of it.
Oh, cool.
It was
on
the crowd.
Oh, yeah. And they're weirdos, so, isn't
they? Yeah,
mine's just Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. Amazing, mate. And the ABC in Glasgow was only like 12 quid a ticket for the beautiful South. Unbelievable, mate. Absolutely. Mine's just a genius, isn't it?
Right.
Mine's just when I was still in school. It must be about 2007, 2006, and it was in Aberdeen. When Arctic Monkeys just released their first album, they played a gig in Aberdeen.
They're unstoppable at a gig, man. They can't do a band gig.
They're proper gig tunes, aren't they? Yeah.
Do you know
why has he turned into an arsehole, so?
What's he like? Accent that on him?
Pure accent, uses big words. He's done that Tam Courts,
mate. Do you know why?
He's got a Dundee United job. He's got a Dundee United job.
Because he's lived in America for the last, like, what? 5-10 years.
Kasabian's another one. Great gig.
Mate, honestly, Noel Gallagher though. What is? Have you seen that documentary on Sky?
I've never liked him, man.
David Brent, mate. Honestly, it's like, nah. What has happened to Noel Gallagher,
man? Cool as fuck. Liam still is, isn't he? Do you know what I would give my dad for? A ticket to see AC/DC. They're outstanding, mate.
What was that? You shook me up. Nah.
No, but the devil horns.
They don't create that winter fest.
They're not coming there, mate. I come back, they know.
Are they?
But sure they are.
I'll be at that with my devil horns.
What about, okay, I seen Kings of Leon were good back in the day, nah? I went to see them at Murrayfield, they were fucking brilliant.
They were good.
Harlow fans, weren't it?
Kings of Leon are good, aye. Lead singer goes out with that Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, Lily Aldridge.
She'll make manises. She's at a crank. Are you going to
say? Can I just say one thing, never did it. Worst gig I've ever went to, right? What? Went to see Paul Weller, mate, thinking he was going to play all the Jam stuff, and he played 12 new songs, mate. Never fucking knew any of them.
Must have played Broken Stones.
Never played anything, mate. No, he's like, as he said at the start of the gig, I'm not going to, it was at the Hydro as well, mate.
Oofed.
How the fuck do you come to Hydro and not play any of the Jam or Style Council?
Yeah,
never done that, mate.
Maybe he's like fell out with the band or something, he's not allowed to play them anymore, I don't know.
Nah, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, there is. He says that. He says, I'm just not playing them.
All right, well.
Have you ever seen Paul Weller, mate? Tom and the boys.
Are we going to get a wee
team? To be fair, that was about when I went to see Richard Ashcroft a couple of years ago, and that was quite similar. He only played like one or two.
The Verve.
Like Verve songs, yeah. And the rest were all his own.
That was like another good gig I went to. Fucking Rolling Stones and Richard Ashcroft at Murrayfield, man. They're all old boys, but obviously the drummer just died this last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just think they're never going to die. They're just fucking.
See, I've always wanted to see Stone Roses in concert, but I've heard they're shit.
He's meant to be shit live, eh?
Has he? Supposed to be shit live, eh?
Nah, Ian Brown.
Wow.
Ian Brown, Stellify.
Right.
Sure. Right, what were we saying?
What can sing with?
Slaney's about to sing Elvis, you know.
No, just whatever your favourite band to play is.
Come on, Slaney, just give something.
No, no, he's
do they cover? Do they ever do covers? In your gigs?
No, when I play, no. When I was younger, I used to.
I'm too big for that now.
Nah, you've got to get your own stuff out there.
Right. Oh, he's the one that you love.
I do.
Just a wee bit. No, you didn't need to play a full song.
Aye, just a couple of.
That's good. I like that. I do hear that. To see
you.
Heard it on your Instagram.
I'll just play a wee bit.
Aye. Oh, are they Donny socks? What socks are they, Donny?
Doc Martin.
Oh, Doc Martin, nice.
Donny, come on.
Donny, come on. Remember your match to get you there.
Donny.
Fucking Donny, man.
You used to call it a Donny.
Your skill trousers.
It was Slazen. Donny should get out of
Donny shop.
So we're all dating, but what's the power open goal, Kev? Oh, you're campaigning to everyone out there to get Terribly Beautiful to number one.
Come on!
Yeah!
Or these can wait till after transmitting day. Alter Ego's going to be my new single.
Oh, when's that? Right. Well, why don't we do both? What is it, 99p a song to download?
It'll be something like that, eh?
Right. Aye.
Getting both to number one, more money for you, mate.
That's it. Right, here we go.
Yeah. I just go. He's got a gun in his pocket, a blade in his shoe. He doesn't wanna dance, oh, at least not with you. And when he hears you laughing, he'll cut you in two, cold as ice. Demolition expert, prepared to destroy. He won't give a fuck if you're a girl or a boy. Unreal devastation, he's about to deploy some advice. Deep down inside, oh, he's just a nice guy, but nobody tries. Deep down inside, he's just a boy. Deep down inside, he's got no evil, his mind has no lies. Oh, deep down inside, he's so coy. Hell, dear.
Daffy.
Yeah.
Yay!
What a guy.
Thanks very much.
Can't wait to see you number one.
Sunday, we'll see him on Sunday, transmit.
See him Sunday, mate.